We're going to cross over live now to Moscow, where, as we've been telling you, Walid al-Mualim, the Syrian foreign minister, is visiting there. Let's listen in to a press conference taking place now between the two foreign ministers of those countries.
Walid al-Mualim, تأتي في وقته والآن نحن أجرينا تبدلنا الآراء حول مواقفنا وبغية لعدم سماح بحدوث العدوان ضد دمشق وتتخذ روسيا الخطوات النشيطة في هذا الاتجاه.
The more and more responsible political state leaders who share our appraisal that we need to stop the fight. We need to stop terrorism, following the statement by the United States, and we need to deal more and more urgently with the issue of the fight against terrorism.
وبزيادة شديدة جدا لعدد اللاجئين وهذا ما يحدث الآن بعد تصريح أوباما.
We are concerned about the fate of this, about the region. We are very concerned clearly also about the fate of the Russian citizens who work in Syria, people who work there and who can suffer. Therefore, we consider it principally important to everything to not allow such a scenario to take place, to have an agreement with the leaders of the G8, as was agreed at the summit in Northern Ireland in June this year, agreed by government, an agreement between the government and the opposition of Syria to remove the terrorists from this country.
في قمة رؤساء مجموعة الثماني في حزيران الماضي في أيرلندا الشمالية حيث صدر الدعوة الموجهة إلى الحكومة والمعارضة لبذل كافة الجهود بغية طرد الإرهابيين.
Interlocutors today have said quite clearly that Damascus is ready to participate in a positive way. In all our work, we absolutely based on the need to respect those agreements which have been achieved and to respect international law. This refers both to the need to look at all communications on the use of chemical weapons. I'd like to remind you that the leaders of the G8 agreed that such communications need to be looked at objectively and professionally and through the United Nations and through the respective bodies.
لابد أن تحقق فيها بصورة محترفة وموضوعية ونتائج هذه التحقيقات لابد أن ترفع إلى مجلس الأمن ومجلس الأمن الأممي سوف يقوم بالاستنتاجات اللازمة.
We consider it extremely important to do this in a timely way through a group of experts who have investigated the case of the use of chemical weapons in Syria and to bring their work back in the way that has been agreed and in a timely manner.
حول ضرورة عودة مجموعة الخبراء الذي كان كانوا يحققون في حالات الاستخدام السلاح الكيميائي بضرورة عودتهم إلى سوريا وإنهاء أعمالهم بموجب الاتفاقات المبرمة.
We are convinced with all the seriousness of the situation that it is possible to maintain a political solution to this. The minister today clearly affirmed his preparation, the preparation of Syria to go to an international conference, Geneva II, in order to lay down the conditions and find a common agreement for peace in accordance with the Geneva Committee of last year. We expect that a similar statement can be made by the representative of the opposition, as was declared in the Russian-American initiative on the 7th of May of this year.
معارضة بما يقضي به المبادرة الروسية الأمريكية المشتركة المؤرخة بالسابع من أيار مايو الماضي.
We appeal to our American colleagues to concentrate on this and not on preparing for a war, for a war scenario.
نظراؤنا الأمريكان أي يركزوا جهودهم على هذه الأعمال بالضبط وليس على الإعداد لسيناريو الحرب.
We are deeply concerned about the worsening of the humanitarian situation in Syria, and Syria needs to work through international structures and directly in order to give direct assistance to those people who are suffering in Syria. But clearly we understand that we have to resolve the humanitarian crisis. We can only do this through political means, through a political solution. In conclusion of our negotiations, we spoke about practical steps which we're going to carry out together, including contacts with other countries in order to give a political settlement a chance. Thank you.
أشكر الوزير لافروف على دعوتنا لزيارة موسكو في هذا الموعد بالتحديد.
I'd like to thank Mr. Lavrov for inviting us here to Moscow at this particular time.
الحرب تقرع حول سوريا.
Especially when I've already said that Barack Obama is preparing for war in Syria.
الذرائع التي يطلقها المسؤولون الأمريكيون لشن هذا العدوان هي الموضوع الكيميائي.
We ask questions. Is the excuse for which the American representative preparing for unleashing aggression, is this excuse, this chemical weapons question being used as an excuse for preparation of war?
أن الجهود الدبلوماسية لم تستنفذ للوصول إلى حل في هذا الموضوع.
If they sincerely are saying this, then we want to say, for the moment, we do not exclude the possibility of closing down diplomatic options.
Сирийского народа, наших детей, нашей страны, и испытывая полное доверие к нашим российским друзьям, мы пойдем на полное сотрудничество с Российской Федерацией с тем, чтобы сорвать все эти предлоги.
On Syria, and that's what we believe in. If they aim to destroy our army, Syrian army, and give the Qaeda and terrorists opportunities to win, like brigades of Ahrar al-Sham and the Islamic State of Iraq in the Levant, so that will be not true, not correct.
Армии в интересах Аль-Каиды и аффилированных с ней различных структур, тогда мы с этим не согласны, таких структур, как Лива Ахрар Шам, Каджаха Нусра и так далее.
And here we have the right to ask, is there any interest for the United States, real interests, in this, in doing the strike against us? And making Jabhat al-Nusra win. And in the region that's already boiling. We have the right to ask. How Obama will do the strike in the interests of who blow up the buildings in
9/11? Как Обама выдвигает такие интересы и тем самым поддерживает тех, кто в свое время взорвали центр мировой международной торговли в Нью-Йорке. Годовщину этого события мы будем отмечать буквально через два дня.
We're asking too, did the United States learn from Afghanistan when they supported Al-Qaeda in the 80s, middle of 80s of the past century, and now they are fighting against Qaeda in Afghanistan?
Когда они оказали помощь Аль-Каиде в 80-х годах, а теперь говорят, когда они оказали помощь Аль-Каиде в 80-х годах, а теперь говорят о том, что они противостоят и борются с Аль-Каидой.
United States, is it really that they want to make Syria a base for Al-Qaeda to attack another countries?
Они превратили Сирию в базу для базы. Это игра слов, потому что Аль-Каида означает базу, с тем, чтобы отсюда, с этой базы, распространять влияние на другие страны, Аль-Каиды.
We're asking how American leaders telling their people what's going, what they did in Iraq. And in the same way, they want to do that in Syria.
Мы спрашиваем, что оправдывают ли американские руководители перед своим народом и общественным мнением то, что произошло в Ираке в 2003 году теми же самыми аргументами.
We must thank the American people for his standing against this war and the strike.
Мы не можем не восхититься сознательностью американского народа, противостоящего, выступающего против войны.
And we thank His Majesty Pope of Vatican for his words. And the European people will thank also for supporting, not striking us. And we saw what happened in the British Parliament. How Obama says that all about democracy and not listening to all those people. We really appreciate Mr. Putin's position.